This is Ozarks at Large. My realtor, grammarian Catherine Schultz, is here. And by here, I mean my front porch on Mount Sequoia. We're having fun, even though this has not been a great fun year. And we can't be in the Converse Center for Public Radio. We're socially distanced out here. We can have more fun today.
It's quite pleasant.
Yes.
One of my favorite parts of doing these segments is that I learned so many terms for aspects of language. And I learned a new one this time. Okay, Kyle, you know what onomatopoeia is.
Onomatopoeia is a word that sounds like the sound it makes.
So like?
Bang, slap.
Buzz,
yes.
Sizzle, cuckoo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Less known, but in a similar vein, are autological or homological words. Autological words express a characteristic that they also possess.
I know you're going to give me examples, but I cannot think of what that would be.
Let me give you an example.
Please.
Word.
I'm not following. How is...
Okay, so it is a word. It is a collection.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very meta. Because it's a word that is a word.
Yeah.
I get you.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to get kind of woo-woo here.
Okay.
That's right. Autological words have a tendency to be cheeky.
Okay.
A word is, you know, a word. This is probably the most basic, clear definition of an autological word. Noun falls in a similar category.
Sure, because noun is a noun.
Yeah. But words, adjectives, and verbs are actually nouns.
Exactly.
So they are not autological.
Right.
Okay, Kyle. I want you to explain why these words are autological.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzword.
Well, buzzword is something. Oh, because buzzword is a buzzword.
That's right.
It had to start as a buzzword. Right.
And I think you might have discovered
yes.
the answer to each
as
of
I was
these.
Right.
Unhyphenated.
Because it's hyphenated? No, it's unhyphenated. Wait. How does that work?
How do you spell it?
U-N hyphen. Well, I don't know. I don't.
You don't have your AP style book in your head.
No, I do not. Is unhyphenated? Hyphenated?
Mm-mm.
No, unhyphenated is unhyphenated. Yeah. That's why it's autological.
Yeah.
That's the first time that sentence has ever been
there
said in English language.
There are indeed no hyphens in this word.
Right.
However, hyphenated does not have a hyphen.
Right.
So it's not autological.
Right. Okay.
It reminds me of the favorite T-shirt I saw once. It asked, does anal retentive have a hyphen? I love that. Okay.
That's funny.
Kyle, do you know the definition of erudite?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's erudite. Let's see if I do.
Okay.
I would say it is someone who is of upper class, of high culture.
Yeah, and how do you get high culture?
Through education or through society? Education.
Yes.
Okay.
Scholarly.
Yes.
Yeah. So erudite means scholarly,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very
erudite word.
Scholarly word. That's
yes.
Right.
Fraser Crane. That word makes me think of Fraser
sure.
Crane, yes.
Yeah. Kyle, do you happen to know the meaning of sesquipedalian?
Well, sesquicentennial is, what, 150 years, so that's going to be, am I on the right track?
No.
Okay. Thank you for stopping me.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do you think it's autological? How would you describe it as a word?
Give me the word again.
Sesquipedalian.
It means a word that's hard to pronounce.
No, but that's a good shot.
Okay.
What else? What's another characteristic
it's,
of it?
It means obscure.
Nope.
It means long.
There you go.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Right. Sesquipedalian uh-huh. means long word. And it comes from the Latin word sesquipedalius, meaning a foot and a half.
That's awesome.
This article that I read for this said gave the example of short. But I don't think short's a short
word.
That's
middle.
Yeah.
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 Medium. Medium would be autological,
yeah,
right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I think so. Okay, Kyle, what does polysyllabic mean?
One syllable. And it's got several.
Yeah, poly. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Polysyllabic. Syllabic means lots of syllables.
Lots
and
of
polysyllabic
syllables, right.
has five syllables.
Right.
Okay, Kyle.
But monosyllabic.
That is not autological.
Right. Right.
Now, Kyle, if you know the meaning of this next one, mm-hmm. you're clearly out of my league.
Oh, well, I'm not that, so.
Propoxetone.
No.
Okay. It's P-R-O-P-A-R-O-X-Y-T-O-N-E. Propoxetone. It means a word that is stressed on the third to last syllable.
Why does that exist?
Why do you know? Why didn't you just say it?
Why does that word exist? It must be for some sort of speech or musical thing or something.
It's academia, you know. Okay, but so tell me why propoxetone is propoxetone.
Because ox is where you're putting that stress,
that's
yes.
That's right. Now, there's more to the story.
Okay.
The definition of propoxetone originally read, before I edited it, a word with stress on the antepenultimate syllable.
Wait, antepenultimate, because penultimate is next to last.
What's the word that you hear in that?
Penultimate is the next to last.
Right. And so people who are wrong think
they think it means the ultimate or the last.
The ultimate.
Right.
Yeah, the best.
Right.
Yeah.
But what is antepenultimate?
It means one more back.
Okay. So.
As in the third from the last syllable.
Well, I got to start using that
the
now.
The antepenultimate syllable.
That's awesome.
I just love that.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a word for the fourth from last.
I don't know.
Something antepenultimate.
What is
pre-antepenultimate?
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
And then if it's got more than five, if it's polysyllabic, forget
it. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay, so we've learned another word term or three.
Yes. Catherine Sherald is our militant grammarian.